Yes, we had a lot of pigs.
Where did you hogs. Go? What did you call the place where you kept them?
Well, we had a hog lot and a place for sows to fare.
What was it? How'd it look?
Well, we didn't have, in the beginning, we didn't have the modern type farrowing houses. We just had a shed farm to go to, and lock them up in it till the pigs get about 6 or 8 weeks old, and then we'd turn them out.
Now, did you all use all of your milk, or did you ever sell it to any place?
We used all our sweet milks, either by using it daily or store it for churning later. And of course, that we got our butter from churned milk. Then we had buttermilk. At that time, about 19, well, from 19 and 20. 3 to 34, 5, somewhere in there, we went to Perry Market 2 or 3 times a week, and we'd sell milk, butter, and I was telling Mom the other day, I was down, a little boy about like, 12, and my dad went down to the drugstore in the corner, and and two ladies came by, and one of them said, "Oh, here's some liver pudding." I said, "No, ma'am, that's cripple."
Yeah.
I remember that, but we sold all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Turnip greens.
Well, was there any place that bought milk from, any big company that bought milk from people?
No, nothing like that, just people who peddle it. They call it peddling.
What do you call the place that goes by and... or that has a whole lot of cows and processes?
Dairy.
Yeah. Okay, sometimes a farm is called that. And,
dairy farm, dairy herd.
And you told me a while ago where you kept milk in the summertime. What did you call that down in the well?
We'd have a little metal cooler
and
on a rope, drop it down into the water in the well and cool it.
And did you just call it the cooler?
Milk cooler. A lot of people had a spring, they'd set the cooler in the spring, but we didn't have a spring on that farm.
So it was the metal box itself called the...
milk cooler, yes.
Okay. Now, if you had extra potatoes and turnips and things, how did you keep them through the winter?
Well, we grew a lot of sweet potatoes, and at digging time, we'd separate all the large potatoes, medium-sized potatoes, and the strings, small potatoes and the strings. Well, we feed strings to the cattle, and with their cottonseed meal and hulls and potatoes. And we keep the small potatoes for next year's seed, a few of them. And of course, we use them ourselves for baking. Now, the medium-sized potato, we pile them in a comb-like shape in what we call a potato house. And we put sawdust all over the outside of it to keep them from freezing. The jumbo potato, we try to sell them as early as we could or use them ourselves. Sometimes give them away because they wouldn't sell very well on the market. People wanted that, what they call a 2x4 size. It's about 4 inches long, about 2 inches in diameter, is what's called a 2x4 potato. And that's the number one size.
What makes them grow great big like that, you think?
I don't know. There's always about,